first message into the show at 4 minutes past six this morning comes from Gary. Gary, the Arsenal fan. He's been up all night waiting for me to arrive into work to send me this message.
What does it say?
So, Arsenal are bottle jobs, are we?
I don't know what that means.
It's a Premier League reference to the state of the table at the moment after what was yet another catastrophe for my beloved Liverpool.
Oh, they lose again, Casey.
Anyone have a nice little skip through the forest at the weekend? Oh, Jesus. They got hammered 3-0. We didn't even score. Did
what
we have a goal?
What's wrong with them at the minute?
I don't know. Honest to God, it's like...
What?
It's like Benny Hill. It's just like this player is all over the pitch and they don't know why they're there. It's I don't know. Poor Stevie G. I'd be worried about Stevie G, a.k.a. Mr. Slot.
Yeah.
He might be getting the old...
Well, it's not really going their way, is it?
I don't know. We've lost like 6 games out of the last 7.
I was going to say, you're definitely on a losing streak.
Oh, yeah. So your man, Arsenal fan here, is rubbing it in like there's no tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, listen, you stay at the top of the table for the rest of the season and we'll see how you get on, buddy.
That's it.
Like, I mean, you definitely haven't bottled it last year, the year before, the year before.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben, tell us there. What did you find in your house this morning, my friend?
Lads, you've no idea. I came down this morning, went down to the front door, opened the front door, went to put my keys in to pull the front door shut. Keys left in there all night.
In the front door?
In the front door.
I've done that. I think we've all done that.
I could not believe, as in it wasn't my keys.
Okay, who?
Someone else's keys.
The fella that you married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the car was literally just parked outside the house.
So they could have went in, taken all your biscuits and taken your car for a burn.
Loaded up the car and driven off.
Look
at
you.
How dangerous is that?
I know.
And we live on the street. We live on the street. Do you know what I mean?
You're in the hood, like, you know, you're deep in the hood.
There's a small little front garden, but like if you're... I can't believe it.
Nothing worse. And then you realise how lucky you were to get away with it, that your house hasn't been fleeced.
I swear to God, I went into the sitting room and the first thing you look for is the telly, isn't it? I looked at the telly. I was like, okay, the telly's still there.
Have you got a Ring doorbell?
No.
You need to get one immediately.
Have you got one of those?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
Do you sort of do this thing then when you, where you just, you choose to open the door and you choose not to open the door?
How do you mean?
Like, if there's somebody there that you don't particularly want to speak to.
Oh, if they're holding folders and it looks like they're in high-vis and they're selling you something, I'm just like, no, lads, I'm in an electricity contract. I don't need to chat to you.
Yeah, okay.
If they're charity, you probably pop out to them.
I open the door to everybody.
I know you do. Hello, come on in.
I really
Let's
do.
Have a chat.
I really do, lads. I don't know if a Ring doorbell... I think I'm too nosy for a Ring doorbell.
No, you need one. At least you can see who's coming in and out of your house. Now, the only thing I will say about Ring doorbells. Don't you get in it last night?
Oh, yeah.
About half past. Half past what?
Yeah, and they can they have a look back?
They'll look at the little video footage of you spending 15 minutes trying to put a key in a lock.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, singing rebel songs to yourself.
Nobody wants to see that, do they?
Oh, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
Stuff like that is viewed millions of times online. Thankfully, it hasn't got there yet.
Okay, so I need to get a Ring doorbell.
Yeah. I think it's connected to your phone. You can just see who's at your door. You can talk back. If you're not home, hey, I'll be home in half an hour. Drop the box there.
Are they expensive?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm a Ring doorbell ad. Other ringy thingies are available. Like
ringy thingies where you can see the person.
You can buy, doorbells with cameras that link to your phone.
Okay.
Couple of hundred quid, I think.
The only problem with that is I was half asleep, so I wasn't going to see that anyone was breaking into my house. Was I?
You'd probably come downstairs and make a cup of tea for them. Yes. Hello, young lads in tracksuits. Yes. What are you doing here? Oh, we're training for the Olympics, kid. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Have a cup of tea.
What a biscuit. Red FM breakfast. With Casey.
Love waking up in Cork. 6:13. Welcome back, everybody. WhatsApp is open. 6 a.m.ers, assemble. Right, little rewind action. I'm taking you back to Friday to what was one of the maddest bits of radio we've ever done. And it all started with a conversation about email. Okay, I got to go back and recap on everything. This is how it rolled out yesterday.
Yeah.
We started looking for the person with the most unopened emails in Cork.
Yeah.
And this is how it began. Am I weird? I have 3,400 unopened emails on my work email account.
Good Lord.
I looked at it yesterday. I was like, oh my God, what the hell?
I think I'm probably fairly similar to
you. Imagine if you had like 8,538 unopened letters in your kitchen. Well, how weird would that be? You know what I mean?
Somebody else said, lads, not only have I got a load of unopened emails, I've also got a load of unopened WhatsApp messages.
Helen.
Because I'm driving to work with anxiety from all your unopened messages and emails. And the guy with his 8,500, throw the whole account in the bin. You have to start again. There's no hope there.
Denise.
How are we?
Denise and Denise. The nephew. Denise, how many unopened emails have you got in your inbox? 86,497. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's where we left it yesterday on the show. 7:30 this morning.
Oh give my you God.
What?
Hang on. Hang on a second.
What have you got there?
Hang on a second.
Oh, ring her now. Can you just ring that number?
Okay.
My God, this sounds like it's going to be epic.
Niamh, please answer your phone. We are ringing you now. We're ringing you live on air. Oh my God, she's not winding us up here, is she? Niamh. Hey, Niamh, how's it going? It's Casey. Yeah. Are you winding us up?
How are you?
Good morning. You're live on air. Please don't swear. How many unopened emails?
Go on, Niamh. Say it.
I can't.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, read it.
116,358.
That is epic, Niamh.
How?
Niamh, that is epic.
Good morning, Aisling.
Morning.
Morning, Aisling.
Aisling, how many unopened emails have you in your email account?
It's gone up now since I texted you. It's 167,344.
167,344 in one account and 67,000 in another account.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Making you the champion!
Hey, Aisling!
We have found...
You're a big champion, I
Cork's
love it.
Most unopened email holder, and this is Aisling. Aisling, please explain what's going on. How have you got to this?
Sure, I just go in and have a look, and then if they don't interest me, I don't open them.
You're dead right, Aisling.
I'm exactly the same. I thought I was bad thought I was bad with 3,000. Rory, you have
11,000.
Okay.
I had a look yesterday. I have about 5,000 and something.
Aisling, let me do the top five. In fifth place, it's Denise with 86,000. In fourth place, unopened emails, Grace with 99.
Yes.
If you notice, it's all ladies here. In third place, it's Niamh with 116,000. In second place, Joanne with 127,000. But in first place, with a combined duo of unopened emails, 229,193 is Aisling.
Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Oh, we got to give her something for that.
Yeah, send her an email. With a voucher on it.
That she won't open.
Aisling, I hope you feel as proud as I feel for you.
Oh, very proud, very proud.
Very good.
Is there anyone you'd like to thank?
Yeah.
All the people that email me.
Aisling, you're a legend. Thanks for hanging on,
so
all right?
Good. Aisling, we're going to put together a few little bits for you here now so you can call out and collect those, okay?
Aisling, by the way, there's people screaming at you on WhatsApp going, how can you live?
And that's only two email accounts. I haven't checked the other one.
Oh,
what do you mean there's more?
Oh, come back
check
to
it.
Us. Oh,
you Aisling. Have more than two email accounts?
Yeah.
Oh, this is epic.
One second. One now is only at 55.
Well, not a minute. This changes the game completely. We're now at 270. We're down at 280,000.
Yeah. We won't go any further.
Let's not, Aisling, because I'm worried about you now. All right. That is Aisling with nearly 300,000 unopened emails.
Absolute champion.
Amazing. Aisling, love you loads. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Waking up in Cork.
Viv.
Hi, Casey.
Viv, you legend.
How many emails have you got unopened?
298,000.
Oh, my God. Champion! This is your personal account, so personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Personal life is a mess. How's the work account?
It has to be at zero at the end of the day, or I'll have a nervous breakdown. So,
but I see. How can you treat one account with that kind of I suppose focus, and then the other one is just the Wild West?
I guess I'm getting paid for it.
That's a big motivator.
Makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My God. What do you work at, Viv?
I work for an insurance software company. So work with technology partnerships. Working with partners. I get back. I feel like I need to get back to them as soon as possible. Whereas personal life, that could be in hold.
Whatever.
Viv, can I just ask you a question? Have you ever been invited to something and not turned up because you didn't get the email or you didn't open the email?
No. Probably, there could be stuff in there.
Yeah.
Events and stuff, but work stuff, all good.
So funny.
So many competitions and things you could have won. You've just won a house in Wicklow. Like, you have 3 days to reply to it.
It's Wicklow. I'm not missing much.
Listen, I think you should do a little weekend project of clearing out that inbox. But at the moment, you're in the leaderboard. You take first place. You've just toppled Ashley.
Absolutely. You're a champion.
Congratulations.
A champion of all champions. Well done.
And again, if you don't believe me, she has sent the screenshot of her email account so I can see. That this is legit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Viv, I'm going to do a little prize package up for you as well. You can come out and collect it whenever you want a few bits.
Have a lovely weekend. Take it easy.
Thanks, Casey. Have a great weekend, guys.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with Casey.
Red FM.
VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I'm a celebrity last night and across the weekend. I thought there were some brilliant clips that came out of it.
There was. Last night we had Angry Ginge taking part in a pretty bad bush tucker trial going around the world. And he injured himself. He banged his head. Have a listen to the clip.
Where are you from?
Manchester.
Where are you from?
Manchester.
Where are you from?
Manchester!
Get a lot of rats in London.
Yeah, you do.
It's not the next David Attenborough, is he?
You're in Australia.
Knew that 8 days ago. Oh, no, it's enough of it, no.
What the is that? Good tongue action.
Oh, my head! That's not even part of the trial.
Any idea where you are now?
Bradford.
Don't be rats, please.
Oh, sorry.
Cracked his noggin there, didn't he?
Yeah. It was a fairly bad injury. So tonight, I think we have H is going to face the night sleep tight trial tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He's been voted by the public to try and get the 12 stars and get a dreamy dinner for the camp because they're on the rice and beans, aren't they?
So you're all getting to know Vogue and Tom Reed Wilson if you're watching the show. What do you make of Tom?
He's very funny. Yeah, a lovely, lovely fella. I think you might have been right. You said before he even went into the jungle that he's probably one of the... You think he's a good chance of winning. I think judging on the way he's been accepted so far in the jungle and just the reception of him, I think you're right.
He's basically...
He's a lovely fella.
Somebody who looks like Prince who sounds like a queen. Like the queen. He's the image of Prince. If you ever look at his face, he is Prince.
Oh, I have to have a look.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, if he got dressed up in purple gear and he was singing Purple Rain.
It's Prince.
It's basically Prince. Reed Wilson was doing... They were talking about his accent again, because I think H is obsessed with how... He said every time you speak, everything sounds expensive, doesn't it?
Everything you say sounds so expensive.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Will you please say, large chip muffin and gravy?
Large chip muffin and gravy.
I mean,
sounds like caviar.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's good. You are a good lip syncer.
Pepperoni pizza.
Jeremy likes to keep the dogs.
Jalapenos. Two curry sauce.
Watch H. Are we doing it? Yeah. And I'll do it. Pepperoni pizza. Jalapenos. Two curry sauce.
Whereas I'd go pepperoni pizza, jalapenos and two curry sauce.
Okay, can you do that now, Tom, please? Go on.
Pepperoni pizza, jalapenos, two curry sauce.
Oh, that was him at the end, wasn't it?
He was then doing H at the end.
Oh, so he could sound like a builder from Bradford if he wanted to.
He did a really, really, really good accent there.
You'd wonder, like, how much of that has been put on or has been, like, he's been in that zone for so long that it just becomes his normal...
Well,
lexicon of expression.
I thought H was actually really brave when he said to him right at the start, I'll be honest with you, I thought you were putting the whole language on, accent yeah. on, because I think that's what a lot of people do think. And, you know, we've heard other stars before, Paris Hilton, Ariana Grande, when they're actually caught speaking in their normal voice, it's about three tones lower than the voice that they speak in usually.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some of that going on. I'm not saying whether Tom is faking that accent, but celebrities have been known to do that before, haven't they?
I'd murder a pizza. No jalapenos, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into the jalapenos. I like jalapenos on Mexican food, not on a pizza.
All right, so. Thanks, boss.
Glad we cleared that up.
Lovely. Just in case we get a delivery now before 7 yeah. o'clock. All right. Anyway, I'm a celebrity back in a jelly box a little bit later on. The weekend on a Monday, false advertising. This is Take My Breath, Cash Machine for $266,000 next. I saw the fire
in your eyes. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Thank you, man, with spectacular beard.
Oh, sure, look. I grew up myself.
Did you see what they were singing at Arnie Slot yesterday? Oh, sorry, Saturday. The Forest fans.
Getting sacked in the morning.
That. And they did a version. It's lousy. A cover version of the Cranberries. Where's your hair? Where's your hair?
Oh, that's
baldism.
I'm not into that.
It is, it's baldism.
Yeah,
I'm not into that. That's a bit personal.
It's kind of funny.
It's not.
It is a little bit funny. I mean, like Stevie G loved it.
Did he?
Obviously he's a United fan, but he is the image of Arnie Slot and Stevie G.
Where's your hair?
Where's your hair? Yeah.
Are Liverpool getting relegated?
Stop the lights.
They're not doing very well, are they?
Oh my God, it's brutal.
They're below Manchester United and the table. That's how bad they are.
Yeah, I know.
It's really bad.
I know. And you just take it on the chin for now and you hope something's going to change. Lads, when you hear this music, darling, hold my hand. What do you think of?
Nothing beats a jet ski holiday.
Oh.
Do you know what I learned over the weekend? The biggest, imagine being the marketing manager of a company and a trend kicks off. Now, albeit at the beginning, it was a little bit, okay, it was the worst scenery from holidays, people crashing over tables and falling into swimming pools, put to that music. And you're kind of thinking, oh my God, is this what our brand is now? But like this, over the last year, and thank God it's eased off, because it was every second reel on Instagram, every single video on TikTok for about 9 months.
That's £200 for a family of four.
Do you know that viral video was started by a man in Galway? It was an Irish thing that kicked it off, and it happened basically because of a lad who was staying in a hotel down in Galway, and he had a friend over. So his name is Brad Bennett. They were staying in a lovely hotel in Galway. He booked a room. He opened the huge curtains, and it was a teeny tiny window. You couldn't even get your head out of.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen it.
So he made a video and he put that music to it. And that was the very first Jet 2.
Okay.
And he was telling Oliver Callan about it.
Basically, the video was made down in Galway, just in a small hotel. And I brought a friend from Australia. I was just showing her around Ireland.
Yeah.
And yeah, I brought her down, a full train journey down. And as you do, you go into a hotel room. And the wall is just full of curtains, and you want to open a window. I think that's what made it so obvious. I was like, why is this room full of curtains? So we walked over, and I just pulled the curtains back, as you see in the video. And the window was like no bigger than my head. And it was just, it was nothing. And the window didn't even open or nothing.
It all happened in Galway. It all started in a little tiny hotel in Galway. That video and those reels, do you know what that's done for Jet 2 Holiday?
Yeah.
It has added something like 10% of their value. Nice. It has turned their revenue up to $5.8 billion a year.
Wow.
And they've had 80 billion video views of those kind of mock sketches.
Oh my God.
You, like, if you're the marketing manager of Jet 2,
you couldn't pay to do that.
You genuinely couldn't. But it all started in a little hotel up in Galway. Isn't that mad?
Unreal. Hello.
All right, Ked. He's in here to give me grief over Liverpool's disastrous performance over the weekend.
I'm getting a bit bored of it now, to be honest.
I know, yeah, it's every weekend. I think the listeners are bored of it too, so we'll just leave me alone if you don't mind. Victoria.
Yes.
Stop the lights.
Okay.
It's our game this week for Wonder Lights. We want to get you to winter's brightest tradition. It's back at Photo House until December 28th. I'm looking for the kids all this week to win a family pass. Wonderlights.ie. Perfect to bring along your whole crew to the wonder of Wonder Lights. Ideal for date night as well, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you want to impress somebody and go somewhere nice and cozy and sort of magical and romantic and everything.
Yeah.
All right, I'm spinning the wheel here.
Okay, I'm going to say stop
the
lights.
Oh, this is a tricky one. Oh my God, who have you got there? Is that Ruby? Oh my God, Ruby McNamee, how are you? Hey, in particle physics, what hypothetical elementary particle is known as the antiparticle, meaning it has no distinct antiparticle counterpart?
What?
Is it a photon?
Yeah!
That's ridiculous.
Well done.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Scenes.
She knows her science.
Amazing.
Hey, come here, Ruby. What age are you?
Wow.
Eight, turning nine.
You are so smart.
We were doing Stop the Lights to test the Cork education system this week, and it seems to be in pretty good
shape. Turns out it's epic.
Well done, gang.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Mahon Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Morning, Mr. O'Mahony.
Morning. How are things? Your homework done?
Homework is done, Mr. O'Mahony.
That's the job.
Lovely. How many times do you say that every day?
About 15 times, and kind of waste my breath sometimes.
Is it true? Like, is it secondary school or national school you're in?
It's primary school, and I'm a junior infant, so I can't be too harsh.
Okay, so
they're cute.
Is it true that every Friday, like, no school gives homework over the weekend, or is that just selected schools?
I'd imagine it's a selected school kind of process, but yeah. I've never been in a school where I've seen homework being given on the weekends. Maybe the older classes, maybe fifth or sixth.
Okay, very good. What's the weirdest thing you've confiscated from a child?
Oh, the weirdest thing. You know what? Now I could be in trouble now for saying the weirdest thing. So I'll go a bit mundane and just say
the only most unusual, unexpected, surprising.
A Nintendo Switch.
All right.
How did they think they were going to get away with that? Under the desk and all.
Yeah, underneath the desk, thinking that they were clever. I'll take that, cheers. Had a great weekend, though, that weekend.
Yeah,
so.
That's it. Leave him a homeland.
Playing Mario at home in the kitchen on your own.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Morgan, O'Mahony, let's go for pop quiz. No pressure now that you're a teacher or anything like that. No.
Let's play in 3, 2,
Who plays David Brent in the UK Office?
Ricky Gervais.
Tangfastics are a brand of which confectionery? Tang.
Haribo.
Haribo's correct. Question number 3. What US state is Disneyland in?
Florida.
Question 4. What sport does Luke Littler play?
Darts.
Question 5. Braveheart follows the life of what Scottish hero? Braveheart.
Willie.
There's two W's. I'll take the first one. Go on. Give me the first one.
Willie,
question number 6. Max George is a member of what band? Max George.
The Wanted.
Question number 7. What is the population of Europe? 744 million or 450 million? Choose one.
450 million. Willie Wallace was the Europe.
Yeah. Question number 8. Merinda is a character in what Disney film? Merinda.
Tangled.
Question number 9. Anthony Albanese is the president of what country?
Belgium.
Question number 10. 1989. I'll start it so you can finish it. 1989 is a song by what UK artist? 3 seconds.
1989, UK artist Pink Floyd.
Okay, let's go back over those. Sorry, I kind of stuttered on the last question, so just to be fair, I wanted to put that in there for him.
Okay,
David Brent, Ricky Gervais is correct. Haribo is correct. What US state is Disneyland in?
Florida.
An awful state. Question number 4. Darts is correct. Now, you gave me Willy Wonka. You gave me...
Lots of Willys.
You gave me Willy...
He did give you lots of Willys.
There was Willys flying over the bow there.
I think I gave you Wallace at the end, did I?
You did.
You did.
Willy Wallace.
Yeah, good thing.
Max George is in the wanted. The population of Europe to the nearest million. 744 million or 450 million. It was 744.
Yeah.
It was. Okay, that's your geography lesson now for later on this evening.
Do your homework.
Merinda, what Disney show?
Yeah, it's from Brave.
Brave.
Okay.
And Anthony Albanese is the president of Australia. 1989 is a song by which UK musician? It's The Lad and I'm a Celebrity.
It is.
It's H. Yeah. So,
oh, jeez.
Listen, not at all. You did okay. You missed a couple along the way. But listen, we will have you back on. And it's no homework tonight for Morgan O'Mahony in Ballincollig's class.
Oh, that's the job.
That is the rule.
Oh, yes.
If a teacher comes on and you don't win
homework.
The grant.
If you're in Mr. Morgan's class, there's Mr. O'Mahony's class even.
Or else I'll just give him double because I didn't win the prize.
Oh, he's gone in pure cranky this morning. All right. Listen, we have got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interior, so you have that. That's 50 euro vouchers on
us. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that.
Have a great day. Sloan, good luck.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the 20-minute morning show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast.
KC. Love waking up in Cork. Ready.